Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, April 29th, 2025. It's 10:31 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. And we'll begin our meeting today, as always, with an invocation today led by Commissioner Alfred, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Willis, if you feel led to rise.
If you don't mind, I appreciate you bowing your head. And we'll start off saying, Lord, those families of those individuals that the sheriff and judge just updated us on, that three individuals working in our industries perished 4 days this morning, and a couple are in the hospital. We pray that you give amazing grace to the families and to the ones that are hurt. And now, Lord, we come before you, asking that you give us a divine wisdom to do your will, to make sure that we, this commissioner's court, stay the course of doing things right in your sight. We ask that you keep your loving arms around those military personnel as the way, making sure we have the democracy we have. We ask that you bless each and every family of our employees of Jefferson County. Lord, we ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Join in the Pledge of
Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to begin a little bit out of order today. Under County Commissioners, first is item A is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Older Americans Month. Item B is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for American Cancer Society Relay for Life. And item C is consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Soil and Water Stewardship Week. Do I have a motion on those three?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And we have someone here for Older Americans Month. Y'all want to come up to the podium?
Why are the microphones always at my forehead?
All right. And this proclamation reads, whereas May is Older Americans Month, and the older adults in Jefferson County are the roots from which our community grows, who bestow gifts of wisdom and insight upon younger generations and strengthen the bonds between neighbors to create a better place to live. And whereas the older adults in Jefferson County should be commended for their role in creating and bolstering the fiber of our community and nation, and we wish to join together to extend assistance to the older adults of Jefferson County by increasing their opportunities to remain in their communities as active and engaged citizens. And whereas Older Americans Month is sponsored by Nutrition and Services for Seniors, a nonprofit agency dedicated to providing innovative, effective programs that assist older adults in leading quality lives while maintaining dignity and independence. And the purpose of this initiative is to publicly recognize their contributions to the diversity, strength, and unity of our community, and to identify ways to make their lives comfortable and respectable. And whereas to honor those who have significantly contributed to our community, economically, socially, culturally, and otherwise, by improving the quality of life in Jefferson County, Nutrition and Services for Seniors is hosting the 12th annual Deliver the Difference Benefiting Meals on Wheels to honor Bishop David Toops, Valero, and Sherry and the late Vernon Pierce, and Hetty and Elsie Brown on Thursday, May 1st, 2025. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim May 2025 as Older Americans Month in Jefferson County, signed by all the members of the Commissioners Court, and I will turn it over to you.
Thank you, Judge. Commissioners, across the nation, our seniors continue to be one of the most forgotten demographics that's out there. And food insecurity among homebound seniors is at a crisis level, and that's just simply unacceptable. And it means so much that you all stand and rise with us and fight that fight so that we can end food insecurity among our homebound seniors. Judge has been one of the recipients of, he was one of our honorees, and I want to recognize Kathleen Kennedy, who serves on the Nutrition and Services for Seniors Board. Thank you for standing with us. This speaks so loudly to our community that you want to build Beaumont to be a better place. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you for all the work that y'all do. We appreciate it. We pray that it's a great success on Thursday.
Hope to see you there.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
picture? Can we get a quick picture?
Sure, come on up. Somebody want to take the photograph? You get in here with them, Kathleen.
Yes.
And Maria, you want to take, or somebody. Is anyone here for Relay for Life? Come up, please. All right. And this proclamation reads, whereas Relay for Life is a signature activity for the American Cancer Society, uniting millions of people in thousands of communities nationwide each year to raise money to help prevent cancer, save lives, and diminish suffering from the disease, and every dollar raised makes a significant difference to people whose lives are touched by cancer. And whereas Relay for Life is a special time for families, friends, and co-workers to get together for the good of their own friends and families who have had to deal with the disease. And whereas for those recently diagnosed, Relay for Life offers a chance to meet someone who has survived the same type of cancer. For the cancer patients in treatment, Relay for Life provides an opportunity to share with others the successes of long-term survivors and bring a community awareness of the struggles and closures to a trying time in life. And whereas Relay for Life represents a hope that those who lost the battle to cancer will never be forgotten, that those who face cancer will be supported, and that one day cancer will be eliminated. Relay for Life will be taking place in Beaumont on Friday, May 2nd at 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And, of course, they would love to have everyone join them out there at that event. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County is hereby proclaim May 2nd, 2025 as Relay for Life Day benefiting the American Cancer Society, signed by the members of the Commissioners Court this day. And I'll let you speak.
Thank you, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners. On behalf of Relay for Life for Golden Triangle and the American Cancer Society, I extend our deepest appreciation for your recognition for our efforts. Your support underscores the importance of community partnerships in advancing the fight against cancer. Together, we honor survivors, remembered our loved ones, and work towards a future free of this disease. Thank you for your leadership and continued support for the American Cancer Society and our Relay for Life event here in the Golden Triangle. We have our team here for the courthouse has been going for close to 20 years, I think, now. About maybe 15 since I've been here. And we've helped raise, just with employees and people here in the courthouse, over $300,000 over the years. So I'm very proud of being the captain for our team here, and I would formally love to have all of you come on out. It's free to come. It's a great family event. We're going to have a Costa car show this year, food trucks, a beer garden, silent auction, lots of good things, but it's a great evening event. Just come on over after work. We'll be right there at Ford Park. Thanks to Dr. Renick helping us secure that. And it's a wonderful family fun event that helps us remember those that we've lost and kind of stand with our survivors. And it's good. We'd love to have you all out.
And what's the extended weather forecast?
Well, we're fingers crossed and everything else. We should be okay. We're watching. If it becomes a situation, we will move it to a different date, which is to be determined. But we're hoping we won't have to. A little rain in the morning would be okay. It'll bring the humidity down. It'll, you know, kind of calm it down a little bit for us, cool it off. But it should be okay.
Wonderful.
Yeah, as long as there's no lightning.
Well, thank you so much.
No, thank
everybody's
you.
Looking forward to the event. And, we hope everything goes well. Yeah, thank you all for being here today.
Yeah. Can we get a photo, too, if you all don't
Absolutely.
Mind? Okay.
Breaking some cameras today.
Hey, easy.
Thank you. Y'all have a great one.
Deb, you're going to have to get a side gig. Yeah.
Okay. Someone here on behalf of Soil and Water Stewardship Week. Alrighty. And this proclamation reads, whereas fertile soil and clean water is the lifeblood of nutrition and sustenance throughout the world, and soil conservation is a benefit to everyone, and whereas effective conservation practices ensure soil, water, animals, plants, and air can provide a rich standard of living, and whereas our survival and continued production and access to quality food and water security depends upon healthy soil and clean water, depends upon the robust management of diverse natural resources nationwide, and whereas stewardship calls for each person to help conserve these precious resources, now therefore the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim April 27th to May 4th, 2025 as Soil and Water Stewardship Week in the state of Texas, and we urge all citizens to celebrate this special observance and further to reflect on ways that together we can contribute to a healthy environment and make Texas an even greater place to live, work, and raise a family. Signed this day by the members of Commissioners Court. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Commissioners, for letting me be here this morning. I'm Elizabeth Allen. I represent Coastal Soil and Water Conservation District. The Soil and Water Stewardship Week recognizes a vital role that of native ecosystems. And like you said, the statewide campaign is April 27th through May the 4th. And the focus this year is home is where the habitat is. So since 1939, the Soil and Water Conservation Districts has championed responsible and natural resource management across the state by partnering with private citizens, private landowners, agriculture producers, and conservation organizations. They help implement strategies that protect our precious soil, water, and habitats. The success of conservation efforts relies on active community involvement and shared commitment, as collective actions play a vital role in protecting and preserving our natural heritage for future generations. This year's theme, Home is Where the Habitat Is, invites us to celebrate the protect these critical habitats. By prioritizing the habitat preservations, we ensure the ecosystems supporting Texas' vibrant biodiversity and abundant natural resources continue to thrive. I appreciate you letting me speak here today and for your past and future support. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the work that y'all do. And moving on out of order again to County Airport, we have one item, considering possibly approve a resolution for the retiring Mr. Duke Yeomans. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. No.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nay. Duke, you want to come up to the podium?
Well,
it says, whereas Duke Yeomans began his public service on January 24th, 1994, and has faithfully committed over 31 years as a Jefferson County employee, beginning his career in Jefferson County as a utilities operator for Road and Bridge Precinct Number 2, being promoted to senior equipment operator before transferring to the Jack Brooks Regional Airport as an airport rescue firefighter in May of 2000. Whereas Duke's leadership skills were utilized when he was promoted to airport chief, fire chief in March of 2005. And whereas Duke acted as airport fire chief during Hurricanes Rita, Umberto, Ike, and Gustav and ensured the safety and protection of the citizens of Southeast Texas by being an integral part of the civilian air evacuations. Whereas Chief Yeomans in January of 2017 took on the role of airport operations manager along with his airport fire chief duties, overseeing critical functions that ensure safe and smooth day-to-day airport operation activities, emergency preparedness, and regulatory compliance, and played a pivotal role in major airport infrastructure improvements, airfield safety enhancements, and coordination with FAA, the TSA, airlines, and key airport stakeholders. And whereas Chief Yeomans worked closely with the United States Air Force during Hurricane Harvey to deliver much-needed aviation fuel needed for search and recovery operations by performing a reverse fill of fuel from military C-130s into airport fuel tanks, resulting in the first time such an operation was performed on domestic soil. And whereas beyond emergency response, Chief Yeomans played a vital role in airport management and security, acting as the airport security coordinator and helping to foster the security of the traveling public. And whereas Chief Yeomans, during his tenure, consistently demonstrated courage, leadership, and a steadfast commitment to duty during emergency responses, aircraft incidents, airfield construction projects, and life-saving operations, and has honorably served Jack Brooks Regional Airport's surrounding community with unwavering dedication and professionalism throughout his career, and has earned the admiration and respect of colleagues, supervisors, and the broader aviation community through exemplary performance, mentorship, and profound sense of integrity, now therefore be it resolved that this April 29, 2025, the Jefferson County Commissioners Court formally recognizes and commends Chief Duke Yeomans for a distinguished career marked by selfless service, outstanding achievements, and an enduring legacy of excellence. Signed this day by the members of the Commissioners Court, and we will have that framed for you. But I'm going to turn it over to you and or to Alex.
Well, he told me, you know, a couple of years ago, he was planning to retire, and I think my words were no. Maybe put a few more words in front of that. It's been an absolute pleasure to work with him. He helped me get the job started there. When Hal said, "Hey, I need a smart guy to help me with the finances," he said, "Well, I don't know anybody like that, but my brother's looking for a job." No, he taught me a lot about the airport and running the airport. One of the things I asked him to do was play devil's advocate. You know, if we had an issue, I'd come up with a plan. He would take the counter side to make sure we had everything covered. Sometimes he did it too well. Realized sometimes my decisions weren't the best decision, but that's part of teamwork, and I'm gonna definitely miss that. Working with you has been kind of like reading a very good book. You want to see how it ends, but you don't want to read that last page, because you read it once and you read it again. Thank you.
Boy, that's going to come spend a lot of money later on. It has been great working with Alex. He's a very smart gentleman. I think all y'all see that. It's been a great career. Man, the changes I've seen in the county, from county judges to commissioners over 31 years, you know, it's changed. I've worked with a lot of great people, with the Sheriff's Department, Dante, and Robert, Emergency Management, and all the purchasing and auditing and maintenance here at the courthouse, helped us on some things. It's truly been a blessing.
It's all right, dude.
You know, my dad always taught me to leave something a little bit better than you found it. And I hope I've done that. Through Alex and hey, I'm just a phone call away. I'm just a phone call away.
Yeah, don't charge me for those.
But anyway, I thank y'all very much. Appreciate y'all recognizing me today. If you ever need anything, you know where to find me.
You gonna introduce your wife?
Oh, I'm yeah. Sorry. This is my wife, Tracy, and Alex's wife, Tara, and then this is Megan Landry. Y'all know Megan from the office, is our financial analyst, and appreciate y'all coming today.
All right, we have a flag that was held up the courthouse in your honor.
So you know, Judge. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, Commissioner. You go ahead, please.
You know, Duke, they said a couple of things, but it didn't meet the real crest of you. You have worked with a lot of commissioners. You've worked with all the public, everything we've had from Rita down, with times were real tough. We've seen the best of you. We've seen the worst of our community when we was beat up, and we've seen what you help us do to get back on our feet. We appreciate you. Appreciate you, and I'll make sure I tell Joshua, because he didn't know you was retiring, but I'll make sure. And he thinks the world of you, and that's my son, Duke. It's good friends with him.
Duke, I'd just like to thank you personally for everything you've done for this community, especially during the times of disaster. You know, our careers almost parallel. I started just before you did. Being able to work with you has been a pleasure, drawing on your experience, being able to call on you for anything that we needed. We knew that when you were down there at that airport, things were going to run right. Certainly appreciate, you know, the service Hal had and what Alex has done, but we know who the backbone was and who was taking care of a lot of this stuff. So people don't give the airport operations and the firefighters enough credit. That evacuation back in 2005 was something to behold, and the fact that y'all fought through that and successfully did it and took care of this community is something that some legends are made of, to be quite honest with you. And I saw the aftermath of that, and it was absolutely incredible what y'all did. That right there is enough to highlight a career, but you did a lot more than that. We appreciate everything you've done for our community. Thank you.
And I'll say thank you just for yesterday for stopping the fire before it got to the airport fuel depot and could have caused a problem. So I'm glad that that ended up successfully, and we'll look forward to whoever is going to come in and hopefully step into your big shoes.
Well, thank you. And I do want to say one other thing. You have a great leader, but it's your team that follows you. That makes it great.
We appreciate you, and we wish you all the best of luck, buddy. All right, we're going to move back to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number one to an invitation for bids for Popeye Homes Park concrete walkway renovation pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326, with Triangle Civil Services in the amount of $6,040 for additional sidewalk removal and additional brick pavers, bringing the total amount from $76,810 to $82,850. The additional amount of $6,040 will be funded by the Port Arthur maintenance budget. Item B is to request approval to release first and final invoice in the amount of $82,850 to Triangle Civil Services for Popeye Homes Park concrete walkway renovation pursuant to Chapter 262. The Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Do you have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for the day at jail for additional costs for maintenance on two chillers in the amount of $11,175. Item B is to receive and file the participating entity services agreement for the statewide automated victim notification services with Syllogist Gov, Inc. for the period from May 1st, 2025 to August 31st, 2026. Item C is to consider approving authorized county judge to submit a scope modification and time extension request for contract EMT 2020 FM007 for the Flood Mitigation Assistance 2020 Home Elevation Grant. Item D is consider and approve Texas General Land Office Community Development Revitalization Buyout Acquisition Program Relocation Incentive for Jason and Brandy Champagne in the amount of $35,000 as approved by the Texas General Land Office. Item E is to consider and approve advanced funding request for American Rescue Plan Act approved project with adaptive sports for kids in the amount of $200,000. Item F is regular county bills, check numbers 527679 through 527889. By addendum, item H is consider and approve budget transfer for Port Arthur maintenance for additional cost of concrete sidewalk in the amount of $6,040, which we covered under purchasing, and we'll take item G separately. Do I have a motion on items A through F and H?
So move.
Second.
Moving by Commissioner Erickson, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Judge, I'd just like to mention on item E that I wanted to thank the court for apportioning that money out of the ARPA funds, and also thank Commissioner Willis and former Commissioner Pierce for their agreement to allow some of the use of their money for that park, put that lighting up. That's going to really help down there at that ball field and the adaptive sports for kids, and I just wanted to thank y'all.
Yes, sir.
Give them what that adaptive sports for kids is about, please, if you don't mind.
That field down there, it's a dual field. It's the Babe Ruth Park and the adaptive sports for kids. It's been re-turfed for a complete infield so that special needs children and adults from all over our area have an opportunity to play ball and do other things down at that field, and it'll be much better utilized now.
Thank you. Good job.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We're going to go on to engineering department before we come back to county auditor. Item A is to execute, receive, and file an overweight vehicle permit number 070W25 and road use agreement between Jefferson County and USA DeBusk LLC, intended for the purpose of transporting all necessary equipment in Jefferson County Precinct Number 4. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And we will return to County Auditor Adam G. to discuss, consider, and approve advanced funding request for American Rescue Plan Act approved project with legacy in an amount to be determined by motion. So I suppose that before we get a motion and a second, we ought to have a little discussion on auditing suggestions, as well as any input from legacy if such be needed.
Commissioners, Judge, this particular advance that has been looked at is a little over $700,000 that was issued to legacy last June of 2024. They have validated right at $594,000. There is $111,000 that they have submitted documentation for, including as of about 8:30 this morning. However, our grant administrator has not, finalized that portion, but assuming that everything that they submitted as of this morning would be considered complete, then that would move over into the validated column there. So that leaves about $86,000 of that advance that hasn't been validated, along with almost $33,000 of their first advance that has not been validated yet. And we have about $14,000 of operating items that had been we've asked for additional documentation. So if you wanted to hold back those items that, assuming that 111 is in fact validated, that would put you in a neighborhood of, and their new advance is 567,000. So that would put your, approve is 434,544.80. I would not recommend advancing any more than that portion.
You said 434,448.
If you wanted to hold back the operating portion, that's 434,544.80. If you wanted to leave that kind of as a separate, because that's not, they've been doing operating draws versus the construction side. If you left that off, then the amount would be $448,394.19.
And the only other questions I have, and it would be for Legacy to make sure that you validate this $33,000 and the $14,000, get that validated into auditing as soon as possible, because I'm open to this amount, but also we want to make sure that we are following it on time and doing what we have to do. That's where I stand. $448,394.19.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any a discussion?
Yeah, I just want to be sure this is part of ARPA fundings too. So there's some very, very specific procedures that have to be followed. It seems like this is a little bit of an exception and outside of what we normally do. And I would think that this would be the only time we need to do this. We need to make sure that those requests are in compliance, just like everybody else has had to do.
Right. The procedures we had to, originally, if you remember, this was supposed to be a reimbursement grant only. Yeah. Then some of the subrecipients had expressed, cash flow needs. And so, Patrick, myself, our grant administrator, came up with quarterly advances, and that you needed to have 85% validated until such time, before you ask for the next one, and then that, it would carry over. We're trying not to have too many advances that open at one time, and to make sure, and of course, as things change, some of this, some of the changes that ARPA has come down with, as far as, trying to tighten up some of these documentations and to make sure that we have everything in the file should we get audited.
Yeah, sure. I want to make sure that we not, you can come up here, Vivian, but I want to make sure that we validate everything, because I do not, under any set of circumstances, want us to be subject to any kind of clawback, because the federal government right now is clawing back money. And we don't want to get involved in that.
I agree 100%. And I know that the work that y'all are doing is very, very important. It's very, very needed in our community. So we just want to make sure we stay in compliance with the sometimes fluid rules of the federal government and what we've had to do to adapt to that.
Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. I'd like to thank the court for the opportunity to speak. I fully understand the need to meet the requirements of all grants. I am a grant administrator. As of this morning on the $32,000 today, we were short $2,700, which was for a project that was partially funded by Jefferson County and partially funded by Federal Home Loan Bank. So it was $2,700 this morning that was deducted from the $33,000 that we needed to meet. So as of this morning, we were at about 84.9% out of the 85%. When we do an advance, we are, we draw a person's names, we put out how many people we're going to do, but we're working with senior citizens. Half the time, they're not ready to move when we're ready to move. Sometimes they're sick, we've had people die. So sometimes when we do the advance, we're not able to stick to that order. We have to skip, go on. And so sometimes we move on to other people. We do those, we might get reimbursed instead of advanced. So it does take us a while to move through the advance. And on this particular one, we had an issue at the very beginning of this program where we did an advance for a certain number of units. And on our spreadsheet, and this is a mistake in our office, we blocked off that advance, but our construction team moved to the next ones. They thought that meant skip. So we did maybe 10 more houses, but we were not able to swap those out. So we have taken a while to get this advance completed, but those are the reasons. We're moving forward. We've done 93% of the houses that we committed to. We were supposed to do 100 houses by December 31st, 2026. We're at 93 houses. We plan to complete the program with 119 houses in September 2025. So we're 16 months ahead of schedule, and we are moving forward. The other issue was the fact that we have some homeowners. We've done 93 houses, and out of 93, three refused to sign for the final work. So we're being held for those also. Well, we tried email, phone, certified letters. I hand delivered and posted certified letters on doors to try to get people to contact us to resolve the issue. They won't. One is she wanted more work. We couldn't do it. There's not enough budget. The other person was that after the job was done, the dumpster company went to pick up the dumpster. They knocked a mirror off of one of the two disabled units, cars that was blocking the driveway. He gave her his information, said, call our company, we'll address it. She never did. And so now those two are sort of being held against us because we can't get those people to sign off. But we've had inspections done. I personally go out to every final to make sure that people are happy, to ensure that the work is done. When I sign my name, I want to know that we've done what we said we've done. So I set aside Wednesday mornings to go out personally and look at every one of these houses. And so out of 93, I can proudly say we've only had three who were not happy with the program, but not because of the work, but because of other issues. So those things come up in this process. We're working with, you know, individuals who, you know, don't have the computers and things that we need sometimes to get things done quickly. So I just ask for some, you know, at this point, as of this morning, my staff just told me that we are at the 84.9% minus 2771 that's being reduced from the $33,000. So we are moving forward, and we're just asking for some assistance on allowing us to just finish. This is probably our last draw. Well, if it's reduced, it'll probably be our next to last draw. But we want to complete this program by September so that we can move on.
Well, one thing I want to say to you, I applaud you for the work you're doing. But you have to get those three rectified.
Yes,
bottom line,
tried.
I don't know how, and I can't tell you how to do that.
We came up last June, we provided her the instructions on how to address if a homeowner does not sign.
Okay.
And so I resent that out.
We provided that.
Okay.
Certified letter, documented our calls, documented our emails. As I mentioned, I went out personally, knocked on doors, called, took the picture of the posting. I don't know what else we can do if they won't reach out to us so that we can help.
What does GLO say?
The GLO, I called Rhonda Masters, and I asked her, well, what do you do in this situation? She said, we document the file. They signed off on the scope of work. They document the file with pictures, correspondence, and they move on. I called the city of Port Arthur. I asked Ms. Freeman, well, what do you do? Same thing. I mean, there's always going to be this situation that someone will not sign. But if the work can be proved to be done sufficiently, I mean, that's all that you can do.
And that's what we've asked for.
Okay.
And we've asked if the homeowner signed the original statement of work.
Yeah.
So we have given the legacy that information that after JoLynn and I last summer, she had approached. And so we had had given those.
We're running pretty far behind.
Let's go.
So but before I close this out.
This is next week.
Okay. Good. All right. Anything further, commissioners? Any elected official wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public?
Just real quick, Judge. I have to say this.
That was discussion.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say I've seen the work Vivian and Legacy has done, and they've done a great job, and under some dire circumstances, dealing with some difficult people that I represent. I'm going to leave it at that, but thank y'all for doing what you do. I understand the federal government, as Judge say, there's some scary times now, and we don't want that funding to go back. Thank y'all.
We don't want to be taxed for that funding.
All right, if there's nothing further, oh, Sheriff.
Real quick, Judge, you said any other elected official, the freeway, I-10 will be closed May 2nd, starting May 2nd through May 8th, from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. on Interstate 10, both east and westbound.
Whoa. From where to where?
The Laurel. The Maury Meyer Bridge.
Maury Meyer Bridge.
But they're going to have signage. They're expecting it to back up all.
And traffic will be diverted to the service roads?
Service roads, 73. I mean, just expect a total nightmare. Stay off the freeway.
For the citizens of Jefferson County, stay off please the freeway. Stay off the freeway.
Because right there where they're diverting traffic at
thank
Calder,
you,
it's
got
a in addition to a 500 motorcycle rally getting here this weekend. So stay off the freeway.
So I assume the sheriff is going to put out some Facebook posts and emergency management. And very good. All right. If there's nothing further, we are adjourned, and we will immediately go into a closed session.
Yes.